what's it even made of?
What?
What's it even made of?
Well, now that's aluminum, iron. We got both of them, aluminum and iron skins.
Do you have something that's big and black, say, out in the backyard that you used to wash clothes in?
Wash pot.
Okay.
Wish I had one of them.
Uh-huh. And we spoke of that earlier this morning about hard to get that to boil.
Well, wash pots, you know, I've known people that like when kill hogs, make lard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're antique. I have one. I'd get a pretty good price over a good old wash pot.
What's the kind of container that you plant flowers in or you put flowers in?
Hot.
Okay. And say if you have one, you want to cut flowers, that you put cut flowers in to show off.
What base?
Okay. What are the kind of eating utensils that you set at each place?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay. If you say the dishes are all dirty and it's almost supper time, we've got to have some dishes. We've got to have some clean ones. You got to say, well, I guess I've got to big wash the dishes first.
That's
what do you got to do to them to clean them?
I got to put them soaking warm water, soaking water.
And you call that doing what?
Washing the dishes.
Okay. After you put the soap on them, then what do you do in clear water?
You dry them off.
Okay, before you dry them, you got to put the clear water on them, though.
Yeah, that's
right. What do you call that?
Rinse.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use then to dry them?
Dish rag. Oh, to dry them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I call it a towel. A dry dish rag.
Okay. What's the small piece of cloth that you use to bathe the face with? Okay. What's the thing that you use in the kitchen sink to turn the water on and off?
Spigot.
We used to buy flour in great big quantities, and we would buy that flour in what kind of container?
What kind?
Yeah, the great big container we get flour in. It's called a flour
bin.
Say you, on your salt box, you've got no spout, but you want to make something to pour the salt into a smaller shaker. What would you call that little thing that focuses it? Or channels it?
Well, I don't know the name of it. I don't know what you're talking about. A little metal thing. Some of them are wood.
Yeah, you do it like this. And pour it today. You call this a what?
What's
called a funnel?
Funnel, that's right.
Okay.
I've seen that now, but I never thought about the word funnel.
Okay. Say when people used to ride in buggies with horses pulling them, what would they use to urge their horses to go faster? See, it's called a
buggy whip.
Okay. Say you go to the store today, the grocer, when you buy your canned goods and vegetables and all, you put those in a what?
In a bag.
And usually that's made of what today?
Paper.
Okay. Say you get sugar, a large quantity of sugar packaged, say maybe even 50 pounds or so, that sugar comes in what?
In a bag.
Okay. Or anything else you might call it?
Maybe a sack.
Call the bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in.
What's that now?
That potatoes would come in. Anything for that?
They would come in sacks.
Okay. How about
bags? They've got bags. Well, that sack, well, they can get air, you know.
What would seed come in?
They come in a sack.
How about seed?
What?
Seed.
Sack.
Okay. Would manure come in a different type?